The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in the Masechet Menachot is Daf Kuf Chet, and we are at the Halakha Mishnah, right on the bottom of Omid Aleph, which gives us a wonderful head start.
The head of the commissioner.
Shorze Ola. So what have we been discussing? We've been talking about what happens when somebody makes a neder, and now he wants to do better. So he wants to give a larger animal. Can he give a larger animal? Can he give a bigger mincha? We had a machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbonon as to whether you can be menoder a katan and be maybe a gadol and still be yotze. Today we have a variation on that thing. Today what happens is this, that you give a nedava, this is not a neder, give a nedava of a particular animal and the animal gets ruined. And something happens to it. So it becomes a baal mum. And over here you will recall that we started off our whole sugya with the thought that perhaps something that is just tameh would have the same name of a baal mum, because the Torah calls a baal mum imbehimat me'ar. Remember that? We ended up saying, no, it's not included. But meanwhile, the Gemara and the Mishnah very often uses the word tameh, which is nista'ev in Aramaic, for a baal mum, because of that pasuk. We'll see later on today that we're going to call the Tamim, remarkably, a Tahor. Weird. Okay, so that's the closure of that issue. But in any event, it's obviously not exactly the same story as it was in the earlier Mishnayot. Because in the earlier Mishnayot, the issue was, how could I be Yotze my neder? Over here, the question is, now that the animal was ruined, and I don't have a neder, but I have money that was shayach to a larger animal, can I use a smaller animal? Can I use that money to buy a larger animal? If I had for one, can I buy two? And so on and so forth. So we start replacement. Yeah. And here you don't owe the replacement. It's not a chiyav on you as a neder. So the question is, does a replacement have to be the same as the original, same type as the original, same size as the original? That's the type of question that we have, which, of course, is a different issue. Shor ze ola. So somebody makes a particular shor, carbon ayla, and then it's nista'ev, it becomes, not tameh, which is a literal meaning, but it gets a mum in it. Now you're going to be selling it, exchanging it, however you want to do that, to take off the value, to put onto something else. Im ratza yavi b'damav shnayim. You could, if you want, buy two shvarim instead. If you said shnei shvarim elu ola, and they both get a mum, ratza yavi b'dameim echad. If you want, you can invest in a large shor. The Rebbe oser. Now this time, Rebbe doesn't say you wouldn't be yotze. Rebbe says, don't do it that way. So it's clearly, even according to Rebbe, not the same. Ayo ze ola v'nistaev im ratza yavi b'dameim keves. Keves ze olevin istayv imratza yavibidam av ayon. Now here we're already getting into a change in the type, not in the species, but in the age between ayon and keves. And until now we thought that that would be two different things over here. And we said according to Rabbanan earlier that would be okay. And once again, Rebbe Oser. It's a nedava, therefore the zeh is only changed because of the mum. Yes, but it got a mum, so now you have to be paid it. What do you do with the money? It's nista'ev. Nista'ev means it got a mum. Now, as the Gemara, didn't the Mishnayot up until now say?
No.
Ayel zeh is zeh, as you yourself have said. You are absolutely correct, Mr. President. And a presidential veto has made it absolutely impossible to change that din. Now, did you not say up until now, 100 ratio? Shor b'mona, ve'evi shenayim b'mona, lo yatsa. Didn't we say, even according to the Rabbana, that if you were mechayev yourself a shor with a mona, you cannot bring two shvarim for that same mona? But that's what you're doing here. You took a shor that was worth whatever it was worth, and you split it into two. But as our president has already pointed out, in saying that that shor was what was kodesh, then that money becomes that shor. When you sell it after you got a mum, so how is it mutter to turn that into two? Answers the Gemara, this case, shor zeh, which subsequently became nistaev, that is different. Because once it was nistaev, once it got that mum, he doesn't have any responsibility because he can't be makriv this particular shor. He never had committed himself to bringing a mana. So now it's just a question of a replacement. Do whatever you want with the money, as long as the money is being brought for an ayla. There the Rabbanan hold it's okay. Shnei shvarim elu olav nistavu, rotza yavi b'dameim echad. Now, here it says Rebbe oser mashba, only this case, right? Rebbe is saying, no, don't bring one with two. But I could bring two with one, that wasn't a problem. And why does it say it's oser? Last time he said you're not even yotze. So something is strange. Rebbe has changed his tune, which may have to do with the nistaev, obviously. But then why didn't he change it across the board? This is what the Gemara wants to understand now. So my taima, why does Rebbe say no? Mishum da'avilei gadol ve'vi katan. So in other words, even though you've already pointed out that if it was zeh and nistaev it's different, nonetheless, Rebbe is saying that afagav the nistaev lechatchila lo shori Rebbe. Rebbe is not matir, even though it was a mistaev. So in other words, he holds that lechatchila you shouldn't do it. You should try to, as much as possible, utilize it in the same way that you had originally done it. But obviously, since it's not your business to be yotzi and neder, I can't say lo yatsa. It wouldn't make sense to say lo yatsa. But I could say, don't do it this way. Fine. The problem is that if Rebbe holds it, essentially, getting a mum doesn't change the din from the din of the neder. It's just that I can't say lo yatsa. So then why wasn't he chaylek on all the cases? Why did he only say in the case of gadol ve'vi katan? It should be also true katan ve'vi gadol, because Rebbe all along has been saying you can't be yotze a katan with a gadol. So liflog nami bereisha. Now Rebbe does argue on the reisha. He was just being polite. Not tohu l'rabbanan adam aski miltam. He's going to let them finish, you know. What do you want to be? I mean, well, obviously they had only discussed one case. He's going to interrupt. He waited until the chachamim finished. Then at the end of their statement, he said, "I answer it." By the way, obviously that's what's going on, because diktani ayel ze ola v'nistaev ratzav yaviv b'damav keves. Keves ze lo ola v'nistaev ratzav yaviv b'damav ayel v'rebi yoser. So in this case, Rebbe is saying that it's usher on the last piece, is even if you go up. So obviously it wasn't bedavka on that last piece in the Reisha. He's arguing across the board, that's all. And the last part of the Mishnah actually makes that clear because of the way that it's structured. Tashma. Oh, sorry. Iboilu. Question is like this. How about changing the actual species? Not just the age, type. Island Kevas. Can you change from one species to another where a shor got a mum? Can I buy with it, let's say, three kvasim for the same price? Or it's actually more, as we know, because the shor is a mana and the kevas was worth barely anything. You could get an awful lot of kvasim. What's that? Oila is what he said. Not that it would matter. So can you change the species? Tashma. Shor ze ola v'nistaev lo yavi b'damav ayel avon bebidvamav shnei elim. Oh, so at one ayel just isn't enough to take the place of a shor. I mean, come on, that's really like, it looks cheapo. But you can bind two alien. Whereas Rebbe says, no, you can't do that. You know why? Lefisha ain't bila. What? Ain't bila? What in the world? So what would ain't bila have to do with anything over here? He must mean, of course, Gemara's going to ask this in a moment. Boy, he never said anything about that before. He must mean that since you have to bring two separate minchot nisachim in two separate kelim, and therefore you can't be mavalo them lechatchila in one kli, therefore it isn't ro'i to take the place of something that only required one. Mashma, if it wouldn't be for that, it would be okay. But Rebbe all along hasn't even invoked any mention of such a thing. So this is really weird. I mean, it seems to be a departure from Rebbe's entire approach, which we'll get back to. But meanwhile, we see from here that if you want to, you could change the species. So a shar turned into two alim. Now, obviously, two alim are not really anywhere near were the shor, because it was only the shor itself is a mon, is 100 dinar. These were only 5 soyim, it's 20, so together it's 40. Okay, but at least it's close enough that it doesn't look cheaper. Obviously, you'll have to use all the money, but that's a separate issue. How much you paid, or what else you brought, that's not what we're discussing over here. So what bothers me then, ihachi, my ire trey, afilu chad nami, now I'm really confused, because this braita contradicts the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't care whether you brought a small one when you had originally had a big one, at least not according to Rabbanan. It was Rebbe who asked. The Rabbanan said, look, the size, it's not about size. So therefore, I don't care. If you had a short girl, you could bring a short cotton. Or you could change it into a small aisle. You're telling me the species doesn't matter. So why can't I just bring one? Why do I need two? They didn't care what it looked like. Trades are no, I'll leave it to Rabban. And the truth is that this does not agree with the original Mishnah. The Mishnah we have is Enoch Inami. It shouldn't make any difference. There is a Tana who holds that the Rabban and Aser, if you had a godol, lechatchila, to bring a katan, which we have Rebbe saying in our Mishnah, clearly this braita holds the Rabbanan even say that. The only machloket was the other direction. Okay. Now, the other part, this business about Rebbe saying that we still haven't explained. We've explained only why the Rabbanan seem to not agree with what they said before. Now let's take a look at Rebbe now. Rebbe Oser Lefisha Ein Bila. Huh? Taima de Ein Bila? You're telling me that's the problem? Because we've got two separate Karbanas, we can't put the Mirchas Nesachim into one Kli, so therefore it's not similar to what it was you originally were neither. But if not for that problem, it would be okay? Hayesh Bila Shari? Vatznan, Ayel Ze Ola, Vinista Eiv, Ratsa Yavibidamav Keves, Keves Ze Ola, Vinista Eiv, Yavibidamav Ayel, Rebbe Oser, without Bila issues, one for one. And you're telling me the only problem I have with this is there's a Bila problem. Obviously, if it's one for one, there can't be a Bila problem, so he's trying to replace it with two. So how do you explain that? Same way. Obviously, this is inconsistent with the Rebbe that we're having here in the Braita. There must be Trei Tanoi Ve'aliba de Rebbe. So that in the Mishnah, Rebbe indeed holds, there's a real problem. Forget about Bila. There's a problem in the Etzem Behema. And that it has to be similar to what it was that you originally were no Dave. The Braita holds, no. It's only where it's not possible to be Ma'achivet. Okay. Continues the Braita now. B'tahorin, of course the word b'tahorin means, and if they're not following movement, in other words, the Braita until now is discussing nista'ev. Now, which is Lashon of Tameh, you weren't here, but we spoke about how that's the pasuk. And introduced the parak with the idea of Tameh. So, what about b'tahorin? B'tahorin, if you said an egel and you bring a par, or keves, and you bring an ayo, you'd be yotze. Now that, of course, is not truly correct. That is stomach rabbanan. Fine. Rotze yavibidam of shnayim, and so on and so forth. Omer Rabinasha Bar Zvid Omer Rav. Now, wait, this is only where there was no mention of your taking responsibility. Remember, the whole point over here is to be able to distinguish between a neder and an adam. So, if you made a neder, then it's your responsibility to be yotza your neder. There we have a machlokas, yotza, lo yotza. If it's a dova, no responsibility. You said, I'll bring this. It's not my fault. It no longer exists because it got a mum. Now I have money. The disposition of money, that's whatever. That's a separate machloket. But Rav pointed out that lo shanu ela de arma shor ze ola. If you never mentioned any elements of a neder, fine. But suppose you had said shor ze alai ola. So then you are being koveya not only that this particular animal has to be brought, but that you take upon yourself the responsibility to replace this animal as it is, and therefore it would be hukbah. That would be koveya this particular type of animal, and you'd have to duplicate it. There we wouldn't have this discussion in the Brayta or in the Mishnah. Why does Rav say that? Why can't the meaning of shor ze alai ola simply mean that I accept upon myself the responsibility of bringing this shor? Not whatever happens, not the money. Why are you suggesting that the adding the word alai means more than accepting the responsibility to see to it that I'm going to bring it and not just make it kosher? I'm making a dova, and I'm saying it, I'm promising to bring it. Not only am I saying it's Kadesh, I take upon myself the responsibility, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. But I never take the responsibility to replace it. It's still an adova. But first you said, Arezeh alai. That's what he said. So how do you know it means more than that? You're right. That Lashon actually is not really what Rav said. He must said like this. Or even inami omar shor ze alai ola. That would mean the same thing. But if he says shor ze vidamav alai ola, so now he's taking responsibility to replace it. And then, if that's the case, he's got to be Pukba to be exactly what it is now. Ha'omer echad mikvasai hegdash. Echad mishvarai hegdash. A guy says, one of my kvasim is hegdash, or one of my shvarim is hegdash. Vayula shnai, and he actually had two or more. We'll see what happens with more. Let's just start with two. If he has two, then Hagadol Shebeim Hekdesh, which is mashma, that he's being magdish with what's known as Ayin Yafa. He wants to give something nice. This should not be confused, as it seems to be confused here by the Mesiras Hashas, with the general sugya of magdish ba'ayin yafa magdish. Because that's a reference to Kedushas Domim. How much do you mean to give when you said an item? But here, there's a mitzvah d'oraita. Remember, mifchar nedarecha. So there's a mitzvah of mifchar. So here it's a completely different issue. Do the best that you have. So if that's the case, the question over here isn't whether ba'ayin yafa, in the normal sense, the question of whether we can assume that a person actually is taking the best that he's got because the Torah indicated or not, but maybe for Kedushas Damim, it doesn't necessarily mean that he would do it ba'ayin yafa. So here, if he has two, we assume that it's Hagadosh Ben Hegdash. What if he has three? Now here, we seem to contradict ourselves. Because here we see Beinonish Behemekdesh. Now, if we were so convinced of the fact that a person is Ba'in Yafa, then why is the Beinoni Kodesh? It should be the biggest one that's Kodesh. Question, which the Gemara will explain. If he said Pirashti, I didn't just say one of my Shvarim, I said a particular Shvarim, I can't remember which one. Ve'inu Yodea Mashi Pirashti. Or he says, before my father died, he told me, but I don't remember which one he said. Ve'inu Yodea Ma. then Hagadol Shebem Hekdesh, because we're assuming that it was Mifchar Nidrechem. Now, all of this, the Gemara will get into. So first, if we start off reading the Mishnah, that we should assume that when he said one, it means the largest one. That certainly seems to be saying that Alma Magdish Ba'ayin Yafa Magdish, right? But then how do you explain the continuation of Mishnah, Ima Seifa, that says if there were three, then the Beinoni Shebem is Egdesh, which would mean that the Magdish is Ba'ayin Ra'a Magdish. Omar Shmuel, no. It doesn't mean that we are definitely saying the Beinoni is hekt. What we're choshesh is that even though we are convinced that a magdish b'ayin yafa magdish, since over here there's a relative yafa, that introduces a new issue. Does the person in his mind think I should give the better, or does he think I should give the best? Now that's a different thing. But I'm certainly convinced that he's interested in Mifchar, but how does he look at Mifchar?
So both of them would be?
So what that means is that we'd have to be choshesh, that even though we're assuming that the best is Kodesh, but maybe he really meant the middle one.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, instead. So what do we do? The Gemara's going to ask, what should we do? So if that's the case, say Echiyavi. So we're choshish that af lebeinoni de lagabi katan, the beinoni is ayin yafa. That's our chashash. Relative, it's an ayin yafa. So what are you supposed to do now? On Rebchia Barab, it's very simple. You wait until it gets a mum.
The middle one.
Then you're bechal of the kedusha on the big one. So that way, if there was no kedusha, you're not doing anything. If indeed he meant the middle one and not the big ones, you're adding to make sure. But that way, for sure, when you bring the big one, you're going to be yotzei any chashash that you had.
Can you help me get a mum?
No, of course not. You can only be a royal, because it might be hekdesh. You're not allowed to be gerim a mum.
So you just mum, she can't do anything.
You let it go. Well, you can let it out in the field.
No, particularly rocky field.
A regular field. There's ways to make it frisky. Omer Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua. This is only where he just used the word one of my shvarim. But how about if he said, Shor Bishvarai Hegdesh? Ashor Bishvarai, getting back to today's parsha, is like saying, Geber Beguvrin, about Shmuel. So that would mean, according to one Lashon, the very best. It's my focus, actually. So you were learning, Shor Bishvarai Hegdesh means Hagadosh Bem Hegdesh. There it's definitely the Gadol. Because what he's saying is, the Shor in my Shvarim, I want absolutely, you know which one I mean. Tura Bituroika Amar. Is that true, Haini? Somebody says, okay, I'm selling you a house. They sign a contract, takes the money, he can show him the attic. It's a good thing there was no engineering report before. So, Mar'eu Aliyah. So why can he show him the Aliyah? I assume because that's the worst part of the house. But all he said was, I'm selling you a room. So La Mishum de Guria? No! Aliyah doesn't mean the second story, it means the best. Aliyah means Mu'ula Shebebatim. And then that would mean the same thing as it means here. Shor Bishvarai is the same halacha. Buy it Biveti. I mean, surely, if your name is Ula, you're not going to understand the Aliyah to mean anything less than the best. Meitveh. Shor Bishvarai Hegdesh. V'chein, shor shel hegdesh nit arev ba'acherim, hagadosh v'em hegdesh. If you say, one of my shvarim is hegdesh, or if an actual shor of hegdesh gets mixed up in other shvarim, so then what do? Take the biggest one. It's hegdesh. The rest of them should be sold in case they are hegdesh. They should be sold to people who want to bring them as a korban ilah. So then that would be great, because then I don't have a problem. And then the money from them would be chulin. says, either this is the one that I sold, which is the actual Kadosh Kedush Zaguf. But if it's Kadosh Kedush Zaguf, there's no way I could be paid at it, in which case the money never gets to Kedusha. I can only be paid at it when it has a mum. I'm selling Tamimi. In which case, what really happens is it's going to the Mizbeach, just not by me, which is fine. So now what happens? Let them all be sold at Tzorchei Olot to the Baal Chumi. So what happens then if it says over here that you don't know that it's the best, even though the case includes Shor Bishvarai, which according to what we just said before means the very best, Tur B'Turoi? No, wait a minute. That's going on the Shor Shel Hekdesh Shenitarev. You're putting together the two cases. There's two cases here. One is where a guy said, Shor B'Shvarai. That is for sure the best. The other case is the one where Nita Arev. There it's not for sure. I don't know what it is. So there it says, Yimachru. Obviously, you give the best to Hekdesh. But if there's any money that was Hekdesh, then that money is paying for the best. Then you don't have a chashash, right? But only that case. There was no suffix on the other case. Is this clear? Let's go over it again. We have two cases here. Where I said, I am giving Shor Mishvarim, only the best is Kodesh. Where there was a Ta'arovet, the best is Kodesh. But not because I know in that case the best is Kodesh, because I have to assume the worst, and the worst is the best. So therefore I take the best to give it to Kodesh. But what happens if one of the others was Kodesh? I have to worry about that. Of course, in the first case, I didn't have to worry because I said Shor B'Shvarim, but over here, it could be anything, right? So what I do is I sell all of those Shvarim. Now, the money that went to Hekdesh already went to Hekdesh, and more, maybe, because I gave the best to Hekdesh. So even if one of these Shvarim was paid by money that wasn't transferring any Kedusha, it was just pure Hekdesh money, that it was already used to pay for that one, for the one that I gave them. So that's not a problem, because I bought with it something very good, even better, the best. But none of that is okay, the opening case. That case, I know exactly which one is Hekdesh. We just put it together because these two cases have the best going to Hekdesh, that's all. But it's not that there was any suffix in that other case. So therefore, when it says these words, that's only Tirguma. Make that apply to the second part. Shor Shel Hekdesh, Shenitarev Ba'acherim. But you said, and so too. V'chein means it's the same halacha. No. It's the same halacha about the best. As far as the secondary comment, that was going on the second part of the statement. What don't you understand about that? Meitzvah. Buy it bibeti ani mocher lecha. Now we just said, buy it shibeti, according to the logic that we had, means the best. So you had a number of different cottages to sell. You sell one without specification other than saying the house of all the houses, which of course sounds like you're selling the best. And then one of the houses collapses. Well, that was yours, of course. So, and then v'nafal, marayu nafal, give him that one. Eved bi'avadai ani mocher lecha, makes the sale, and then one of his avadim mate. So, yep, oh, what a shame, dafka, the one I sold you died. Marayu mate. Now, I thought you said that bayit bibeti, or eved bi'avadai, means the top, and now it's topsy-turvy. How do you explain that? Va'amai? Lich say, I don't understand. Lich say, haidan nafal, haidan mate. How can you do this if you're supposed to give him which one? Let's see. Which one was nafal? Which one was mace? Was it the best? If it was the best, okay. But you said, show him whatever it was without even telling me, go see whether it was the best. Now, hold on a minute over here. Wait a minute. This is not talking about Hekdesh. This is talking about sales. Did you ever hear about buyer beware? Did you ever hear about Amotzemi Chaviro Alav Araya? What does that have to do with Hegdesh, for heaven's sakes? Oh, boy.
Don't let it stop, otherwise...
So shiny loker the yad ba'al hashtar al hatachtona. When we're coming to buying, obviously buying is going to be different than being magdish. Hey, you know, you're right. So why did we come up with that old crazy thing about the aliyah meaning the best? The aliyah didn't mean the best. The aliyah meant the attic. Whew, right the first time. So now that you're saying this, we can go back to what we said before. Afilu tema, the aliyah means literally the second story attic. That's fine, the Guria. But yad ba'al hashtar, al hatachton, it's not really a problem. Shor zeh olav nistayv im ratzah yavi bedamav shnayim. Shnei shvarim elo olav nistavu ratzah yavi bedameyam echad. V'revi oser ayol zeh olav nistayv im ratzah yavi bedamav keves. Keves zeh olav nistayv im ratzah yavi bedamav ayol v'revi oser. Now wait a minute. You said Bereisha, Shor b'mona ve'evi shnayim b'mona lo yatsa, even only b'den Rabbanan. Yeah, but this is a case where you said Shor zevedistayim. Obviously, shiny. Shnei shvarim elu olav v'nistayim v'ratza yevay b'den meyam echad v'rebi oser, my time, huh? Is it mishum da'avi le'gado ve'evi katan? So, and even though it was nistayim Rebbe still holds, the lechatchila lo shari Rebbe? So then why didn't he say that even if you brought the better one? Liflag nami bereisha. He did. Rebbe akula milta polik. Notu l'rabbanan adamaski miltayu. Vadar mafagalai. By the way, if you read the rest of the Mishnah, you'll see that very clearly. Teda diktoni ayol ze olav nistayim. Ratza yavibin amav keves. But here, you start with a small. Keves ze olav nistayim. Ratza yavibin amav ayol. The Rebbe Yoser, even on that case, Shema Mina, Iboilo. How about Mimina Lamina Mai? Tashma, Shorze Olav Anista Evlo Yavib Damav Ayu, Ava Meviv Damav Shnei Elim, different species. Rebbe Yoser Lafisha in Bila. Shema Mina, that you could change the species. So why only two then? Afilu Chad Nami, I thought the Rabbanan said that Benista Evlo Shanulu Bain Goda Lukotten. That's true. It's trait hanoi alibid rabbanan. The rabbanan, our mishnah, are chelik on this tana. Rebbe oser lefisha ein bila bila tamad ein bila ayesh bila shari. What about our mishnah? Vatnan ayol ze olav nistaev rotze yavidum of keves keves olav nistaev yavidum of ayol. Rebbe oser. No, obviously we're going to have to say the same thing. Trey Tanoi, Vali Bida Rebbe, continues the Braisa, Ubetaorin, meaning to Mimim, Egel Vevi Par, Keves Vevi Ayel, Yatsa, that stomach up on on. Rotsa Yavi Bida Mav Shnaim, Omra Ramanashe Barzvid Omar Rab, Lo Shnanu Ela De Omar Shor Ze Ola, Abel Omar Shor Ze Alai Ola, then Hukba. Why hukpa? Duma laila vi o kama. Sorry, let me make that clear. Elit marachidma. Omar benashu azir amarav lo shanu el adomar shor ze ola or even inami omar shor ze alay ola. Aval omar shor ze v'damav alay ola ben hukpa. Omar echad mikavasai hegdesh or echad mishvarai hegdesh v'ayu lo shnayim agadosh v'em hegdesh. Hayu lo shlusha beinonish v'em hegdesh. Pirashti, v'ini yodei amar, pirashti, o shamar li abba, and I don't remember. So then, agadosh b'megdish. No, so alma magdish, b'ayin yafa magdish, ima seifa, b'inunish b'megdish, alma magdish, b'ayin ra magdish, amash v'choshishin, af l'beinuni, because l'gabe katan, it would still be ayin yafa. So, l'may seif yavi, om rabchi abarab, mamtin no achi umam, Umachile lekedushate begadol. Amrim nakun amar rabba barabua. Lo shanu ala da amar echad mishvarai hegdesh. Aval amar shor mishvarai hegdesh. Hagadosh Be'Megdesh, because what he meant to say was, Tura Beturoik Omar. Any the Omar of Una Barchia Mishmei de Ula. Isn't that what they shot at the bullfights? A Omar Le Kave, huh? Yeah? A Omar Le Kave Ro, Bayit Bebeti Ani Mocher Lecha. Mar Eyu Aliyah? I guess that's because the attic is the crummiest part of the house? No, no, no. It means Aliyah the best. Mi'ula Shebebatim. Meitve. Shor Bishvai Egdesh Vachin Shor Shal Egdesh Nitarev Bachirim. Hagadosh Be Megdesh. But, clearly, only Mitzad HaSofek. Because it says, Kulami Bachrula Tzorchei Olot. Vidameim Chulin. That was going on the case of Shor Shal Egdesh. But it said v'chein gama. That was going on the fact that the gadol is given, but not on the suffix part. Meitve bayit b'veiti ani mocher lecha v'nafal mareyu naful eved be'avadai ani mocher lecha u'meit mareyu meit. Something that the kablanim locally are skilled at. Ve'amai lizi haydan nafal haydan meit. Then decide whether you can show it to him. What are you asking from Lokeach? Lokeach Karmel. What's the guy? Shiny Lokeach. The Yad Bal Ashtar Al Hatachtona. Well, actually, you're right. Ashtar Tifala Haki. Afilo Tema, going back to the Aliyah problem. The Aliyah is indeed an addict, and it's Gariah. And it's because Yad Bal Ashtar Al Hatachtona.
Who's the Bal Ashtar?
Clearly underhanded.
That's very good.
Balashtar is
the buyer.
The buyer. Mm-hmm. Why is he called the
Balashtar? He's the one that's presenting his star to collect his buy it. Here's my deed. Okay, but it doesn't say which house.
Oh, this was sold before, now he's coming to collect.
Yeah. It's this house. Go prove it isn't. That must be over all the right. But it's fine. We have bank guarantees that the government will certainly honor.
Fanny.
Okay, it's time for Operation Cat. One is ours, and one is Spartan.
I go in America. I go in Lakewood, New Jersey.
Two is fine.
Yeah, we just have to get rid of the cat, and then we're coming.
I probably get that for you, but I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how much it costs. I didn't pay. My mom does. Right? I just have a credit card, so I don't know what these things. Plus, the awkward conversation with
the back left.
Guys, we need some strong men here.
I'm coming.
You need to open the door and pet out, right?
They're very good. I like the fact that I have mine in the front and then all the instead of page by page, which is just like this, and then like this.
How many pages?
And it's just the same amount as regular sets.
Yeah.
Just in the paperback, back, it's small, it's easy.
So valid.
Yeah. So look, in the front, it's like...
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambient, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Okay, we're holding today and the Kufkes Amid Aleph. So yesterday we went through why it is that the various shitas don't hold of each other, regarding the Pirushim of the Shisha Shapers that were Lunadova. Whether it's in terms of Shisha Beta Ova, it's like Siskia. So we said, no, we're not Kayish, they're going to fight with each other. After all, each one has a separate day. Whether because of the opponent's time and that there's so much money, we want to spread it around, and because otherwise it'll get ruined. Also not reasonable that we should worry about such a thing. Ziri's taina that we have the the various korbanos that have to be brought for you according to Rebbe, if you're not yotzei, to bring neder cotton, to bring a gadol, also, says the Gemara, to say the whole Mishnah Shkolim is going like a tapioca. Very unreasonable. Then we had yesterday Bar Potter's reasoning, which was that we need separate maizreis for the maizreis, but really are maizreis of Eilim plus and Seirim. But then he has a separate one for maizreis plus a more for calibrates. Yesterday we were holding in the middle of that. We said it's very unreasonable because how can you call one for maizreis when all of them are for maizreis? Furthermore, I mean, that's why were we making that committee between maizreis that were lakatchila set out of maizreis and maizreis that became maizreis because of the situation? One was lost, he set up another one. It's basically the same thing. Not to mention the fact that the ma'ah, continues the Gemara today, that the ma'ah that you said we need one of the shayfres that was l'nedava, that's not even true. Ma'ah nami l'shtoli ma'azva. The ma'ah doesn't go to nedava. This is on the sixth line. The ma'ah goes to shkolim, to tanya, lahekon kalabon zeholech, to shkolim, it really near. Where does the kalabon go? So that's the additional hechreya that you pay when you've got your shekel instead of the mach, is that shekel? So according to Rebbe Meir, it goes to the shkolim. And the shkolim was a different one of the Yud Kimmel Shekhar. So why would we assume that it's going to quite good about Lazar here? There's another. So therefore we don't hold of Bar Potter's either. Continues today the Gemara to offer two new timing. Shmuel says the shisha Meshefres are keneged Meser Chatos, Meser Asham, Meser Asham Nazir, Meser Asham Metzera, Meser Menchas Chete, Meser Asir Seifa Shokain Gadol. Because of the fact that each one of these, they're all Mesers, for sure, but each one of these things we learn out because of the Drosh of Yoyada HaKoyin, that it is similar to Chatos. And each one of them is coming in a different fashion, because an Arshan has a Stam Arshan, an Arshan Ben Shteshanim, which is an Arshan Zevas, Arshan Ben Elias. We're not going to mix that up with the Chathas's Meister, because it's a completely different Sheresh. In other words, even though each one of them is going to the same Kayetz HaMizbeah, but the Sheresh of the Kavona in the Kayetz HaMizbeah is also different, because the Kayetz HaMizbeah represents the Kayetz where it came from. Okay, so a meiser of an arsham that's been stationed in its own itself is not similar to a meiser chatas. It's also not similar to an arsham nazir and an arsham etzera because we're not going to mix them with a regular arsham. It's a completely different age. One has been shana, one has been stationed. We're certainly not going to mix arsham and chatas. And when it comes to an arsham nazir and an arsham etzera, we're not going to mix them with other arshams even if they are the same age because first of all, there's different halachas. We're not going to mix them with each other, that's for sure. Because we have the matan damim levainis and all of the unique things with the oil, and Asher Metzer requires the sakhim, and Nazir doesn't, and Kaminas. And they're not similar to the others, because after all, they're not coming off base. They're coming lahatir, they're coming lahatir to begin the new Nazirah, so it's like you can't mix them with the others. And then you have the Meitzer of Minchas Chetem, which is also called the Chatos, obviously, which is also a Sirus HaEifan. We use this Lashon, a Sirus HaEifan, the Kohen Gadol. Every Minchas Chetem is called a Sirus HaEifan, the Korban Oil V'Yareid. Okay, but it's identified clearly here, we call it the Lafuken, and we list separately the Sirus HaEifan, the Kohen Gadol, which is also called the Chatos, through Darshan from Yecheskel. It's called the Chatos for some reason, which is very interesting. But in any event, the house has elements of a chatas. Since it has elements of a chatas, in the Torah, it's called a chatas. So the Mela, we give it a din of a chatas that its meister is a nedava also. So there you go. You have the shishi nedavas. So this was a completely different approach. We didn't say yesterday. So this is Shmuel's approach. Shmuel Omar. Shmuel has yet another approach. And he says that, yes, you're right, that we have to distinguish between the various maestres, but you list them wrong. It's true we have separately Maeser Chatas, Maeser Asham, Maeser Asham Nazir, Maeser Asham Metzera, But the Meiser, Tiyasefer Shekori Gadol, should not have been listed. What should have been listed is Meiser Kinim. And Kinim, remember, are also Chatos. If you have a Zava, a Yeledes, a Zava, all those that are going to bring a Mechuser Kapora, if they're bringing Bedalus, so they bring also Chatos. So Kinim can also be Chatos. They will also get to din of chatas, and therefore the maestrates of it are given, interestingly enough, to Kayetan Mizbeach. So that's very interesting. I said, why didn't Shmuel say like that? Shmuel might die on the Kurboshi. First of all, he says, Kinim Tanali Reish, I understand. The first, we have a total of 13. The first seven, one of the first seven is Kinim. So, I don't understand, what do you mean we have another one for Kenan? And Reboshia? Reboshia says the Mishnah without Kenan. Reboshia Tani, but he doesn't say the Lotani Kenan. What? Wouldn't be Lotani Kenan? What are you saying? Lotani Reboshia? We know we have a Brisa which Reboshia says over this Mishnah, but Tani Kenan. And he says Kenan is one of the first seven. So how does he have Kinim here in the last six? Well, what's the guy? I understand. Well, obviously it's different. Chav the Kinim, the Chav the Meiser Kinim. The Kinim themselves, we're referring to the actual money that a Mechusa Kippurim would put into the Shofar. And that's the famous thing that, this was basically our Takana for the Bnei Elin. We have a Shofar, you put your money, the Kohen never meets the woman that requires the Kapora, and Bezdin takes responsibility to see to it that it's always done in that day. Therefore, a woman can go back home and she can know that everything is over and she's completely tired and so on. So that's the interkinim. How about if something happened and you had to set aside others and then you found the first, you have Mesus, what about that? So that's the Shaila, the Rabosha's tiny. Those Moses are also go to Kayetan Mizbeach, since they're getter of Chatas. And therefore, we require a different Kupa for them, a different Shofar for them. And why did Rabosha not want to see Atsiris HaEfa of the Kohen Gadol? My time of Arma Kishmu, Sovala Kabandi Omar Moser Shalasirita HaEfa Shal Kohen Gadol Yerake. Very interesting. He holds, even though other menachot, if you have a moser of a mincha, you have a literal moser of a mincha. You add extra flour. I shouldn't say flour, an extra solace. I don't even know what they call solace precisely in English. But anyway, you add extra solace left over. I know in the Bible translations they always say fine flour, but that's not what it is. Yeah, but farina seems a little...
Not as fine.
I don't know. In any event, a normal mincha, so what would I do with the mesers? I would add till I get any sarin and then bring it as a mincha. I mean, it's still suitable. It's kedusha. It's ready. It could be brought to his bath. I would simply bring it. There's no difference giving it to a nidvat tzibur. There's no relationship over here to the tzibur. We mishan its kedusha. But the atzirus ha'efesh going on, we saw that in Yecheskel it's called a chatas. It says yakriv chatasol, and then that atzirus ha'efesh, and that was atzirus ha'efesh going on. The Gemara says. However, it turns out, we're going to see later, that there's a drasha lafuke, the din, of Asiris HaEfa from the din of Meisers. In which case, it's neither. Now, it doesn't have a din of a Chatas Agabi Meisers to put it into the nidava of a Kayetan Zveya, the Shofar, over here. But it also doesn't have a normal din of a Mimcha, in the sense that since it's Miyuchet, each day is Miyuchet of Chayva for a Mimcha. If you have the Meiser of an Asiris HaEfa for a Kohen Gadol from a Monday, you can't bring it on Tuesday. Because it's Miyuchet, the specific carbon that is on this day. In that sense, it's like a Chatas. It was a Chatas, if it's Kavu on one thing, you can bring it for something else. So therefore, you have nothing to do with it. It's not included in the Din of Meiseres. That's a tremendous finish. That's actually tell us the Meiser of one type of Kedusha should go for an Eilat, the Kaitan is there, and I set it aside for a Korban Arshav. What does it have to do with this? Or I set it aside in this case for an Asir Zeb of Gengar, the way Shmuel was learning. So, in other words,
This, the whole din is bechlala chiddush. That chiddush we don't find by the asir seifa. So time is this man miyomar, and the mail has nothing to do with it. You obviously can't just stam bring it because it was miyukah for that din, and it's not included in the special gilui akra that calls it a chatzis. We'll see why not. And so the mail, he doesn't want to say like Rabbi Oshia. I mean, Rabbi Oshia doesn't want to say over here like Shmuel to include asir seifa. So some of the Banyama Mezra says they were trying to go to Yerake. Where do we see the news that Shabbat Yom at the time? Mutar. Can we replace the time? Mutar minchat nedavah. Mutar mincha Yerake. That of course doesn't even make any sense. What's that supposed to mean? Mutar minchat nedavah. Mutar asizita ifa. My karma. What are you trying to tell me? No, you're read it like this. It's to be understood. My Omar, Omar Pisachi Kama. Motar minchat chote is a nidava, which we already saw because it's called a chavos. Nidava in the sense of the tzibur is nidava, which is kaitz and is beah. Motar asirita ifa, meaning the asir seif of the Kohen Gadol, there's nothing to do with it, and yirake. Was Rab Omar? A few motar hasirita ifa shekohen gadol kohen davar. He holds even a mercer that is for a kohen gadol. Why can't I find my bank of fantasy? Also is brought as an adav, and we'll see in a moment what the machlokas is. Just give me a second here to try to get a battery. I know I have one. Okay, so the shayla is if Asir Sefer Vekein Gadol is considered to be a chatos legabe, it's nicer being brought as an advasibur lekais hamizbeach. So we know? You know that one, this is the weird one that he gives. Rabbi Amar, the Moser Asir Sefer Vekein Gadol, Nami Nadavah. The only thing that should be Yerakev is Moser Lach Meteda, Yerakev. If you're going to tell me Yerakev, then the thing that should be Yerakev is Minchat. What is supposed to do with Lach Meteda? We already saw before, there's no way to be Mitzarif it to another one. You can't bring it on its own. There's nothing to do with it. There, Enoch Inami, there Yerakev. But Asir Sefer Vekein Gadol is included in the Din of Chatos because of Poskin Yefesko, it calls it a Chatos. Bukhlukta. The truth is that the Machlokes we just had between Mephist and Rabbah, between Shmuel and Reb Oshia, is actually a long-standing Machlokes. Here's where it's brought. Moser Asir Sefer Shekohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nedavah, Rabbi Elazar Amar Yerakev. So here's the direct Machlokes. Moser. So we ask on this, Moser Shkolin Chulin, Moser Asir Sefer, Moser Kinei Zovim, the Kinei Zovais, the Kinei Yoldais, the Chatos, Vashomais, in all of the above cases, the Moserites are Nedavah. So that's, what do we have over here? Shkolim, fine, obviously, a guy only gives the shekel, like Machzor Shekel, and he has a way, he set aside money to give his Machzor Shekel. He takes a look in the pot, and he's got more than the Machzor Shekel, he only takes out the Machzor Shekel, he gives it back, the rest of the school, he can use it to pay his grocery bill. There's no kedusha on the Moser, in which he's setting it aside, Rufa, for money to give to Ketagra. But, oh, and here's the nasty part, Moser, Asir Seifa, last I heard, this year's Eifa was a reference to Chavite Kohen Gadol, right? So it's saying over here that the Chavite Kohen Gadol and Moser Kinei Zavin and Kinei Zavin Kinei Yodos, all of which are basically Chatos that are being brought to Dalos to be Matir, these people, to be Nichnas, to the Migdash and so on, because they're all Mechusre Kapora. You know, we've been learning Kutcher for quite some time, and all of these words should be second nature to you now, like breathing out and breathing in. And if I see any blank faces, I will wrap you on the head. That was all clear, right? I mean, we know what Dalos is, what Dali Dalos is, what Bechusre Kapora are, there's no problem. We're talking about a year of work over here. 230 days. Good Lord. Nobody even takes pride in their achievements here. No, we ought to show Lord of the Rings here every morning before Shear. Get people ready for battle.
And Dale Carnegie, how
to win. I'm telling you. But he's got a solution to this?
The attitude in which you go through the day and with pride and how you carry yourself is unbelievable.
Oh, I thought you said I could get some information as to how to motivate my soldiers.
Perhaps.
Look at that.
Perhaps. Lavish praise and lavish.
What happened to the hanging tree?
No criticism.
What?
Only praise.
Oh, get it. I don't want that course.
Never mind.
Ooh.
What about the hanging sword?
Indicate.
The hanging sword. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that was part of the Lord of the Rings, isn't it?
All right, gentlemen. The sword that was broken shall be reforged. I'm warning you. All right, so once again, so what's our problem? That it includes Maisra Siris HaEfachavitim of the Kohen Gadol in the list of Maisrais which are given to the Shofars, which are brought for Midvas Tzibur, which are called the Kayet and his Beach. What type of carbon are they? Tell us! Yeah! How can you bring a Chattos for a Kayet and his Beach? What type of carbon is a Kayet and his Beach? Huh? Ola! There we go!
Ah. He's a
Kayet. It's not fair! We have a rather solid representation of Kohen in here. I mean, you'd think that they could do a little bit of their Kohen stuff. There's Rizos and the whole business. And, some of the Kohenim are quite Rizos. If you think about who's here first every morning. In any event. So, my love, I would assume that Maisra Asiris Haifa is a reference to Maisra Asiris Haifa the Kohen Gadol. And this is the Gemara, who says? That's just because you've gotten used to that nomenclature today. But actually, what's the Lashon of the Pasuk that talks about a Korban Oil of a Yeireh? You know what that is, right? A Korban Oil of a Yeireh, which is being brought, the Dalei Dalut Asirit Haifa Solet Amincha. No shemen, no levona, it's a minchas chayte. That's a minchas chayte. It's also called a mirzeiva. And a minchas chote, indeed, is by definition about as chatasy as you can get, right? And therefore it has the din of the chatas and the drasha of Yoyada Kohen, and is brought as a meiser, just like anything else that resembles chatas. Omer nafam barav Yitzchak, the truth is, that mistaver kaman diyama motar siyita yifasha kohen gadol yerakev. It's actually more likely that the shita of Reb Osher argues on Shmuel, that namely that the meisra of asiris ha'efa is not brought as a kayas l'mizbeach in one of the shofars of Nadava, but rather it's left to rot, that's more accurate. Because take a look at this price, to Tanya. Lo yatim alei shemen, v'lo yitein alei levona. That, of course, is the continuation of the pasuk asirit ha'efa l'mincha, which is talking about the minchas chayte. Ki chatat, it says he. Now, chatat he is certainly saying this and not something else that's similar to it, right? So, Omer of Yehuda, what does this teach us? He kuya chatat, ve'inacheret kuya chatat. That in terms of the halach of comparing it to chatat, then it is the only mincha that is actually called a chatat. But the other mincha, which Yechezkel insists on calling a chatat, in apparent violation of this pasuk, is not included. So we made ala siretai fashakoin gadol she'inaku ya chatat. The implication being, it never says anywhere whether a kohen gadol brings his chavitim. You never can tell. One of you may be a Kohen Gadol, pay close attention. Whether he has to bring also Levona. So that's the shadow. Do you bring Levona on this year's Eifa of a Kohen Gadol? Since the Torah over here is saying, well, it's no Kapas, is it? So then it requires Levona. So just ain't a Kuya Kapas. There's only that year's Eifa. There's two things that are called a year's Eifa. I'm going to go. If you're telling me that lo yitein alei levona ki chatat hi, so you're telling me, but the other thing which is Asir Sefer, the Asir Sefer, the Kohen Gadol, is not Chatati in terms of this halakha, and therefore do bring Levona. Now, if that's the case, Mide Eina Kuya Chatat, since it's not called a Chatat, so therefore Motara Yerake, you just have to let it rot. Because, as we saw, the only basis of turning one type of kedusha into entirely different thing, is a drosha from the pasuk made by Yoyada Kohen. And there, indeed, by the way, that's also a marker for why this should only be really understood by Kohanim. So you have a good point, that it was a drosha back from Yoyada Kohen. So we'll ask you the question on the next issue. So therefore, here, we would say also that it's not brought as a mitzvah. What do you do with it? You can't simply bring it the next day. And here is probably, I would suggest, the reason that Yecheskel does call it a chatas. Because, in essence, its yichud for what it's doing is the yichud of a chatas. I can't bring it tomorrow. Since there's a miyuchud chavit yikarin gadol every single day, which is brought, how's it brought? You're going. So we bring it half and half, is what you meant, I said. So if we bring it half and half, so the Nela, when we bring it every day at its particular time, we can't just leave it over and bring it for the next day. It's a different type of kedusha.
Isn't there a distinction between what a rot from money to set aside, or produce, or an extra oil, or solid?
Well,
when they don't mean what a rot, does that mean?
Well, actually, it's either. However, you'll notice that according to Bar Pada, there was a separate shofar. Even though all of them were motorot, but one of the six shofarot was called motorot. But lamaisa, the din on money that's set aside is similar. If you say this is for my osha, this is for my chat, this is similar to the maisa of a behema that you would set aside.
But when
they
say you're
a cave,
I mean money.
Oh, no, the Chavite
Kohen Gadol. No, but when they say you're a cave,
there's only one case, you're a cave, and that's the Asir Seif. Yeah, no, but there it's a reference to the actual thing they're asking, maybe you base it. Yeah. Yeah. Sure, I don't know if our dear friend Rav David realizes that we're having a theme at Mitzvah Shabbos.
I realize it. At least four people have informed me. Thank you, gentlemen.
You have a lot of friends. That's loyalty. Loyalty should be repaid. Repaid amply.
So that in 15.
Thank you. And some of your wife's glorious cooking, you know, maybe some leftovers from Shabbos.
Really?
I'm sure you can. Nothing special, but I mean, if there's a little bit of...
do we need? Is this a...
there's something left over from Shabbos Kedesh. It's
wonderful. To bring your own meal.
No. We're having pumpkin pancakes, which is known as my dear friend. Which is, of course, suitable for menachas. Absolutely. Rebucha and so on. But the other stuff would be good too. Shor ze ola minista'ev. Now, until now, note we've been talking about what is alok if the person makes a matter. What does he have to bring? What's the minimum explanation? He says a shor, what value shor, what age shor, so on and so forth. Now we're switching gears over here. We're talking no longer about a neder, but about a nedava. Of course, what's the difference between a neder and a nedava in language? Who could tell me?
Arei alai is
neder, and arei zeh is nedava. And the difference being, as the language implies, that arei alai means the burden on me. Right? It's on my shoulders. So that means if something happens to it, it's his responsibility. He has to set aside now another one. Mashen ken harei zeh. If it's there, then he's responsible to bring it. But if not, something happens to it, then he's no longer responsible. And that, as we'll see, accounts for the difference in the following Mishnah from the Mishnayot HaKodmot. Because here it's a shor ze olam. So now we're saying shor alai olam, right? Or hare alai shor la olam. Here it's this particular shor should be a neila. And it gets a mum. Now the moment that it gets a mum, my responsibility is over. Okay? However, there's still most of Agnes here. So I'm poded. That money has Kedusha on it. What do I do with the money? The money has the same type of Kedusha of a Naila. But now the Shaila is there any relationship between the particular animal that had this money value on it and the purpose of the money? I know that if I say this should be, I'm a Chuyav brother to bring a Shar. So now I always have to bring the shor. I can't bring instead of it a keves. I can't bring a sawyer. According to Rebbe, I can't even bring two shors. It has to be this specific thing. If I said an eagle, I can't bring a bigger thing. I say a shor. A shor is certainly at least an eagle. It's not. Two different things. So what about here? Is it sort of a generic kedushas eila once my netter is over or not? Says the Mishnah, im ratzayav ibadam av shnayim. If he wants to, he could bring two shvarim instead of one, half the value of each one. And vice versa, if a man said, shnei shvarim elu ola, these two shvarim, he points in front of him, these, because both of them get some room. He could bring one. So in other words, he's not, we don't see any responsibility to make the new usage of the money similar to the source from where the money came. Whereas Rebbe Oser, now Oser does not mean it wouldn't be chal. He just says it's not the correct hanhaga. So this is a chatchila. Don't do that. I Oser Ola Minista'ev Im Rotze Yavi B'dam Av Keves. And Lamaisa, you could bring a smaller one. You're not going to bring an ayah. If you said a keves, you can bring an ayah. Keves Ola Minista'ev Rotze Yavi B'dam Av Ayah. The Rebbe Oser. Now again, Rebbe, this seems to be similar to the Rebbe that we had earlier, which holds Gadol, you can't bring Cotton. Cotton, you can't bring Gadol. But now, it's a little bit confusing. Arbitration, you see in the previous Mishnah, that everybody agrees, even the Rabbanan agree, that if you said Shor B'mona, and instead you brought two for 99 apiece, and only your mamish almost doubled your letter, Lo Yatza. No, says the Gemara, that's true, but Shor Zevin is Ta'ev Shaini. Obviously, these two dots over here are maddening. They're very confusing because they're not, they indicate sort of to people the end of the Sugya, it's not an end of the Sugya. Remember that the two dots are used in two ways in the Gemara. The printer uses them to indicate end of Sugya, and the printer uses them to indicate quotes. They're also quotations from a Mishnah. In this case, they've been used as a quote. Shnei shvarim elu, oyelam in his favor, rotsi yaviv in the mayamech of Rabbi Yosef, unquote. And it's getting bound back to the Mishnah. But don't think that this is a new issue. We're in the middle of a sentencing. So now, how about the next case? The opposite case. Two for one. So here Rebbe also asks us, right? Now, that seems to be similar to the idea that Rebbe said before. My time, mshum da habile gadol bevikatan. Now, what Rebbe seems to be saying is, and excuse me if I'm wrong, is that apa gav minista'ev l'chatchila lo shari Rebbe. I mean, what Rebbe is saying is, it's usher to do this, even though in this case you don't really have any responsibility because your net is over, because it already was nista'ev, as you pointed out. Once it gets a moon, that's not your fault. So now you're basically just a handler here of the money that was left over there. You're supposed to make sure something gets done with it, but again, what's different? What gets done with it? Nonetheless, Rebbe says, well, l'chatchila, you should treat it as if it's the same thing that you were responsible for. So I said, I don't understand. If that's what Rebbe holds, why didn't Rebbe even argue then in the ratio? Why didn't he argue in the first case where it says, shor ze'ola, so then it says you could bring two. Right? Now, Rebbe doesn't hold that. Rebbe holds you're not allowed, you're cotton, gadol, gadol, cotton. Either way, you're not allowed to change it. So why didn't Rebbe argue on that case? The answer you gave me as to why the Rabbanan agree over here that it's different, even though they said before, was that Nista'ev Shai, you said if it had got a Mumah, my responsibility is over, but clearly that's not true according to Rebbe. So that's according to Rebbe, then be consistent. So say Gadol or Cotton, Cotton or Gadol, it's all the same to me. You can't change from one to the other. So Lithvod Nami Beresha, the truth is that the Gemara does. Rebbe Akula Milta Kolim. The truth is, Rebbe disagrees with every last statement over here. And he, all he was doing, he was being a little patient. Not that the Rabbanan had the masculine Messiah, would wait for the Rabbanan to finish talking, and then he would say you're wrong. And then he would argue on that. Tate, I'll prove it to you, because the next case, clearly, which is a case of smaller, bigger, and bigger, smaller, and he does argue. He says, I owe Zeh Olav Nisfei, Ratzayav Vibadam of Kemis. Kevin Zeh Olav Nisfei, Ratzayav Vibadam of Ayo. Over there it's saying that according to the Tanakhama, you could take a small one and make it a big one. And Rebbe says, no, you can't. Rebbe Yosef. So obviously, Rebbe answers in both directions. Big to small, small to big. And that it's true that indeed it's because of its similarity, the responsibility you would have had. Had this been a neder, so you act that way even when it's an adult, even though technically speaking it's not your responsibility, and if in fact you would bring it the other way, it certainly would be a kosher carbon. Ibayalu, what we didn't know clearly was how about, I mean, you notice that all the cases in the Mishnah talk about changing within the context of one species. I mean, is that really a din in the species? In other words, if it's going to be, it came from a shore. Well, it's got to remain bovine. I mean, it's got to, maybe it could be an eagle, or it could be two shores, or whatever, but you certainly can't go and bring a sheep with it. Or maybe, you know, just examples. But there's no problem of crossing over, bringing any type of animal, which could be a sheep. So, is there some hakpada on keeping it at least within the family, so to speak? So Ibarlo, Mimina Lamina Ma Tashma, Shor Zeh Olav Nistei, Lo Yavi B'damav Ayim, Ava Me B'damav Shnei Eilim. So what does it say over here? You can, instead of a shor, it's not right to bring an ayil, because an ayil is really so much smaller that it's striking in comparison to a shor. It looks like you haven't used it. Everybody seems to agree that it isn't right. But if you would bring two ailing, then it would be okay. In other words, there's no problem with the species. The only reason we avoided talking about a species changeover was because it's bolate that you're not doing what it was that the money came for. But if you make up for it in some way by bringing, you know, especially beautiful double, I mean, two is always harsher, you know, as well one. So, okay, so that would be all right. Now, this is a shocking statement, that Rebbe Oser Lafisha Ein Bilam. That's really weird. Well, what is that supposed to mean? Fish ain't gummy. Usually, bila means you can't mix it in. Obviously, that's not what it means over here. But what Rebbe is saying, lefisha ain't bila, seems to be that since there is the component over here of a mincha, so that I'm going to have to bring with it the minchas nesachim. The minchas nesachim I'm going to have to bring in two separate kelim. Because they're separate menachos. I brought two animals instead. I'm bringing two alim instead of a shor. Those two alim, I can't put them in one thing. Because the Torah is if I have separate mitzvah for each one. Even if it's a sukkah. When I walk out of my house, as opposed to, in the other case, I don't walk out of my house with anything that's there. Over here, the mitzvah, I bring me base. So I walk out of my house wearing now, bringing something that is clearly and totally different from what it was they had started off with. Yeah. I mean, there, Rebbe is saying, well, there I'm makbid. Now, that's crazy, because Rebbe was makbid all along. He says you're not allowed to change anything from two to one. Bigger to smaller, you can't change. Why all of a sudden does he talk about something that is just, seems to be a really side point? Anyway, Shmamina. Okay, so you see from here that that it would be okay to change from species. Take the first thing first. Ain bila just means because you can't mix them in one big mincha. Doesn't mean what it usually means. So wait. So then why two? Why two and not one? So afilu chad nami. We never heard. The Rabbanan said before you could mix something smaller, even though originally it had been bigger. So what's wrong with bringing an ayo instead of a shark? I said, what would mean too much? That's not reasonable. Either they are marked, but they're not marked. They said, benistaev, that as long as my netter is over because it got a mum, I'm not responsible. So leave me alone. How do I get, where did I get responsible now because it's an ayo instead of a shark? Either there's a problem with a min, but you're saying, no, there's not. So then is the problem with small? No, you're saying that there's not. So why over here there is? You're right, says the Gemara. We're going to force to be saying that Trei Tanaya Libet Rabbanan. Obviously, there is a different Tana. There are those who hold that indeed the Rabbanan answered, even though it was Misaev, you can't take Gadol to Katan. But
you could take two.
But that's a new Shita. We didn't see that reflected in our Mishnah. And what about this other thing about Rebbe? Rebbe Yosef Vishen Bila. What is that supposed to mean? What do you mean, time it ain't Bila? Hayesh Bila, Shari, what are you saying? That if I could somehow bring the Menachas to one thing, it would be okay. Rebbe was the one who said that you can't substitute the smaller for a bigger, or bigger for a smaller. So what's that have to do with Bila? But it's not Ayel Zerolov and Istai, Ratzai Aviv and Amav Keves. Keves Zerolov and Istai Aviv and Amav, I have a Rebbe, oh sir. So why Bila? Well, if you know me, Trei Tanaya Libet Rabbi. So it's both Rabbanan and Rebbe have a different version in the Sugya. Ubetahorim, Tahorim, of course, in this case, meaning non balimum. Ubetahorim, Eyo Vehevi Par, Keves Vehevi Ayo Yatsa. That if you were Machayev yourself an Eyo, small animal, you bring a larger animal. A Keves, you bring an Ayo, small animal, you bring a larger animal. That's okay. And of course, that's stomach Rabbanan. Rebbe doesn't know that's okay. But according to Rabbanan, that's okay. Without, that's the end of that price. Now, getting back to our mission. Ratzaya vivadam av shnayim. Omer Rebbe Nasher barzavid. Omer Rav Lashonot. Omer Shor ze olam. And when we said that the whole idea over here is that your responsibility is over because you pointed to the animal and you said, this animal is to be brought as an olam. Avol Omer Shor ze alai olam hukpa. If, however, you said you're Machayev yourself, if you would have said Alai Stam, so for sure that's a regular neder. What's interesting here is we seem to be mixing our Yetzres. Shor Zeh Alai. So in other words, I accept responsibility for what this Shor Zeh is. Okay, so then it's Hukbah, he's signing, and you'd have to bring exactly what it was with the money that you got. Says the Gemara, why? Yomar alai lahavi okam. Sure, is that alai? It simply means I take upon myself responsibility of getting this animal to heifer. Okay, so do that. If it's got a mum, that's not your problem. Right? I mean, you just mechayev yourself to take care of the nedava. So how did that turn into a neder? It's got to be a mistake. If Rabbi Nashi Bar Zvid said something like that, what he said must have been this. Om Rabbi Nashi Bar Zvid Om Arab, Lo Shana Lo De Omar Shor Ze Ola. Inami Omar Shor Ze Alai Ola. Aval Omar Shor Ze Vidamav Alai Ola Hukba. If a guy accepts responsibility for the monetary value of this shor, then what he's saying is, if something happens to the shor and he gets a mum, I will use its money to do the same thing that the shor itself is. So in that case, you have to bring the equivalent of what the shor was. It's not exactly a neder, in the sense that it's not your responsibility to bring other money, to get lost or whatever. But if the money still exists, it's coming, then you would have to treat it like shor zeh. What kind of business is that? It's late. Ha'omer echad mi kips mikvasai hegdesh. Or echad mi shorai hegdesh. Vayilo shnayim. Now here we have an interesting thing. There is, when we talked about the neder, we were talking about, so what are you responsible for? We talked about the nedava, we pointed out that your responsibility ends when something happens to it. How about a nedava that's sort of left open-ended, because you never said which one of your shards is eggs, or which one of your alim are eggs, whatever, right? So here we need to define in terms of nedava what your intent is. Right, earlier we talked about the normal value or the minimum value. What would be the din over here by a nedava? So he has two shvarim, let's say. Ha'gadol shabem egdesh. We assume that a person who's magdish, at least what it seems to be saying, is that he's, we'll see, is that he's magdish ba'ayin yafa. Okay, now how about, in the case we had three shvarim, he has now three different levels, level A, B, and C, in terms of value. Then the is that the Beinoni shvarim, and that's strange, if you hold
that a person is Magibayin Yafad, then it should be the best. If you hold these Magibayin Ra'ah, then it should be the worst. But how could you possibly rely on the fact that it's the middle? So this Gemara is going to clarify. Pirashti, Veni Yodea Ma Pirashti, Osha Omar Liaba, Veni Yodea Ma, Vera Gadosh Ben Hebesh. Once he now has defined it, and there's got to be a reason he went out to define it, or he says, my father told me, and I don't know which one, you know, he said that he had left as Hegdesh, then we have to assume that the Gadosh Ben Hebesh has this time. The Gemara is going to explain all of this. Says the Gemara, you start at the beginning of the mission, you certainly reach the conclusion very rapidly that I'm a Magdish Ba'ayin Yafa Magdish, right? Because otherwise, why would your best Shar be Hegdesh? But then you keep reading the Mishnah, and you conclude the opposite. And then continue reading, Amos Eifa, what does it say in the case we have three? Ba'ayin Yishba Magdish, then the middle one is Hegdesh. Well, why is that? I'm a Magdish Ba'ayin Ra'ah Magdish. Omar Shmuel, you don't understand. The second case did not mean you rely on the fact that Ba'ayin was Hegdesh. It means the Beinoni is also Hegdesh. Why? Because of a suffix. Because their choshishin af le Beinoni is all that the Mishnah meant. Because vis-a-vis the Katan, it's an ayin yafa. Vis-a-vis the Gadol, it's an ayin ra. So the question of whether he meant absolutely the best, or whether he meant, well, I wouldn't give Hegdesh the crummiest. And that's not clear. Because he didn't give him the crummiest. But maybe there's not an ayin yafa in the sense of needing to give Dafka my best. If I was mefarish, a guy's not going to be mefarish with the parish says mifchar nidorecha. A guy's not going to go to be mefarish, the non-mifchar. I mean, that's crazy. You want to say something, you say this. To be mefarish, you'd have to say my worst shor. I mean, you're not going to do that. So then we understand that the parish must have been to upgrade. But on this case, we have to be mesupak. So, well, if it's misupak, what do you do? I mean, well, you can't, I mean, the guy can't lose the value of two shores. It's a hechiyavik. What do you do? Omer p'chia barab, what you do is, you're mamtin lo, achi umam. Look, you wait until the middle shore gets a mum. Then you take the value of that shore, and you're mechalal it, your pidyon is the large shore. So, mamanah shore. If you meant, the guy meant the middle shore, the kedush of the middle shor is now chal on the large shor. And if he never meant the middle shor, there was no kedush to be chal on the large shor. The large shor was it had its own kedush. So in Mela, there's not really any problem over here.
Well, why did he ask this?
Well, what else is he going
to
do? What's he going
to
do?
To him? He said...
No. He meant something when he said shor mishwari.
And once he chooses, it's not clear what he meant?
No. He himself may not know. But he really had the money. Omer Nachman, Omer Rabbi Baruch Lo Shana, Omer Echad Mishvarai Hegdesh. Avol Omer Shor Mishvarai Hegdesh, Hagadol Shabayim Hegdesh. Because what he's saying, man, I'm talking about the mother of all shores. He's talking about Tura B'Turoi. I'm talking about a shore in, you know, a shore among shores. So you say a man among men. So it's the best what you're talking about. Is that true? Of course, the Gemara doesn't realize that a real estate agent is by definition different. But if somebody says, I'm selling you a home for my homes, that don't mean I'm giving you the very best. A man among men. Over there, it's Mar'eyu Aliyah. You can show him an attic and say, well, this is a home from my home. There it is. It's a home from my home. Ha ha! Did it? So that's all you bought. So why don't we say the same thing over here? So, Lav Mishum de Gurie? I mean, isn't that really because it's the lousiest? He's saying I'd give you anything? No, it's not because it's lousy. Is the Gemara? He's talking about, I said the best, right? I mean, the top. This is the top. The very top. I'm giving you the top of the top. You may have to crawl up 516 stairs, but it's the very top. So it's the mu'ulai shebebatim. Absolutely, right? So, I mean, the other way of understanding this, of course, is that it doesn't mean aliyah. No facetious here. What it means is, Marale Aliyah means show him the best. Because if we really hold it, there's no naftimina. Of course, you can't show him the Aliyah in this way. But we'll see. Mitzvah. Shor b'shvarai hegdash. V'chein. Shor shal hegdash v'sar v'acherim. Hagadol shebem hegdash v'kulam yimachu v'tzorchei olot. V'dameyem akulim. Now, how exactly does this work? Somebody says, a shor among my shvarim should be an ayilah. So they did over there. Or, if a shor of hegdash actually gets mixed up in other shvarim. So there we say, the largest of the shvarim is the ayilah. The rest of them have to be sold as ayilahs, because you never know. I mean, what if one of them is actually meant another one? Okay, the money, I mean, obviously only the money of one, which is the best, it's the maximum you have to set aside. That belongs to hegdash. But you can't use an animal that might be meant for the sayout, you can't use it for something else. That doesn't that imply that we're really not sure? Because we're chayshish on all of them. The Mishnah says you only have to worry about the one that's the best. Right? Or in the case where there's three, I mean, so you have this additional chash. But here it says you have to worry about everyone. So how do you explain that? That part was only referring to the case, the second case, which is where Shor of Hegdash got mixed up. Now, there any one of these Shvarim could be the Shor of Hegdash. So what are you going to do? You can't use it for something else. On the other hand, only the value of one of them is Hegdash's. Okay, so then they're all sold for Olot. The money is cool, except for the best money. So then you have to sell them. Maybe it's the best one.
So they're remaining two for a bonus. Right? One actual and then the other money.
Right. No. What?
When you sell all the others.
Yeah. They all go for korbanos.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Because they may all be hegdash.
What is the main food?
But the money that you got for them, you don't have to give as korbanos. You only would have the difference between the best one, maybe, and the one that you had meant to give, you know. But then it got mixed up. What do you mean? It says, and so the same thing was true in a case where they got mixed up with one. Machmir at both cases, but then it's the same that they're all given over to Hegdash for an ayilah, right? No. The chain is going specifically on the issue of gadol. That's all it means. In other words, that the din of both of these cases is the same in that the gadol shabam is the one that you have to worry about. But in terms of the question of shor b'shvarai, that you should have to be chayshish, that they're all oilas, no, that's not what it's referring to. So, babe, you're still claiming that you mean literally the best when you say a man among men. How about you? I mean, how are you going to get out of this? A guy says, buy it b'beitai. Right, here's the fact that real estate agent again. Let's get real about this. So here says the real estate agent, I'm telling you, a home among homes. And one of his homes collapses. So he says, here is the home among homes, this pile of rubble. And that's what you get. I'm really sorry, but that's the one that you bought. I had no idea it was going to collapse. So Mareo Naful, if he says, Eved be'avadai, I'm selling you a slave among slaves, who mate. One of his slaves dies. Says, here's your poor slave among slaves. Take care of the burial. Mareo mate, va'amai. I don't understand. Why does that work? I mean, lifte hyden nafal hyden mate. I mean, you're telling me that the assumption is it was the best. Did the best die? Did the best collapse? If not, so how can he show him
the
knowledge?
And to the best of them.
But it did it? Yes, so that is which one? Which one? Hi. So how do you do this? No, I don't care, Comet. You're confusing things. We've been talking about Hegdash. Now you're talking about a buyer. That's not the same. In the case of a lokea, shiny lokea, the yad ba'al ashtar, al hatachtona. Now, I mean, the Baal Ashtar, I mean, he's the buyer. So what's he going to do? He's the most mitzvah of a raya. Prove that I meant it. I said a house among homes. That's all I said. Now you claim, oh, but you said it as if it meant, I mean, a house among homes. I mean, I had this vision of a... Yeah, that's like saying beautiful Florida real estate. That means a swamp. I said it. So bring a raya.
How do you pay him? When does this happen? Before you pay him, or after you pay him?
Well, that's the Gemara goes into. And we had that back in Ezekiel. Why don't we say that the value, we said for property, there's no real...
That's a buyer.
And of course, hashvadat titel ha'afi. Now that we've made that point, we can now go back to our facetious understanding of the aliyah. So when the guy says, I'm selling you a home among homes, the very top, what he meant was the top floor, 560 steps up. Go say otherwise. Yad balashtar, Allah taqtana. Mashiach, when it comes to Hegdash, Hegdash is something else. Hegdash is that's only a question of, first of all, I mean, it's a question of Easter. As the Rabbi Vega points out, we have completely different questions involved. Besides the Muslim Mithril of Araya, when it comes to Nidre Hegdash, Nidre Tzedakah, you have to be Yote. And then, of course, we have our other chance about the Hegdash buying off the command, which is a completely different thing.
What?
Tell that about the
Mokhi.
There's elements of Easter that are involved. It's not just a question of buying and selling. So
is there a question of midot to this? You know,
midot?
Yeah, well, I mean,
midot. Ask Kalman about that. Kalman, what do you say? Is there something to do with midot somewhere in the diary?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if you know the guy, I can have it misled. Wow. For Chula, there's a beautiful new picture book with all of the dinim of trefas and sheep and so on. And they're giving us a very special deal. I don't see anybody jumping. No, they figure hundreds of people will be pouring in. They probably called up the publisher, they filled up 16 shelves for the... Yeah, the Daf Yomi, my God. One guy will walk in
the
world.
It's pictures matched to the blood, it's full color pictures, it's diagrams, illustrations. Will imprint it on its mind all your investments of months and say,
can you bring the sample?
Forever.
Can you bring the sample?
The sample was brought.
I brought it already. I paid the higher price. Still reminding me. I'll try to bring it.
You bought it later. I'll book a month. The new
information
on Mariah. The table on the website.